This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGIncOH.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee for the second night this week. We are at the home of West Liberty Salem, the Tigers. In this gym on Monday night, knocked off Fort Loramie 44-43. Tonight, the West Liberty Salem girls meet Anna. Rockets come in undefeated, 4-0. Fort Loramie was unbeaten coming into Monday's game against West Liberty. And the Tigers got the best of Fort Loramie, never leading in that game till the final 7 seconds. Tonight, Anna puts its undefeated streak on the line. Should be a mighty good game, Chuck. I guarantee you one thing. It's going to be very, very difficult, impossible perhaps, for Ella Dosick of Anna to come close, remotely close, to repeating that 30-point performance she had against Rushi earlier this year in a game we covered on scoresbroadcast.com. That was just this past Saturday.
Right.
You can bet West Liberty Salem will chase her with two or three different guards if that's what it takes.
Well, I think West Liberty has the ability to go out and guard them defensively. They're pretty strong on the perimeter. I was really impressed with West Liberty on Monday night. I thought they did a lot of really good things. And I mean, let's say that Loramie was a little undermanned with a couple of people out, but you don't want to take anything away from this team. They shot the ball well. They're well coached. They did a good job getting in the lane, drawing fouls, which is what they wanted to do, and they went to the free throw line, made the free throws, and the freshman Emily Holler knocked in 15 points in that game.
Yeah, she was outstanding. West Liberty Salem impressed us. The Tigers were very strong with the basketball. Fort Loramie had a difficult time pressuring. Anna probably will not attempt to pressure tonight. Probably going to be a half-court game each end of the floor. And it will be interesting to see how the Anna girls' two fine guards in Michaela Ambus and Ella Dosick go up against West Liberty Salem's trio of guards who've got some thickness to them. They're not slow by any means. They know how to play defense, and Anna will get a supreme difficult test here tonight from West Liberty Salem.
Oh, absolutely. And then looking at the inside game, you got Lauren Barhorst had 9 points against Rushi when we saw him. She's a 6'2 junior. She's going to go against Selena Weaver, a 5'11 sophomore who had 8 against Fort Loramie on Monday night. And she showed some pretty good stuff inside. Now, Barhorst being left-handed, they're going to have to make some adjustments because they got to make sure that they play her like that. But the inside game, the outside game, I think it's kind of an evenly matched basketball game. They asked me to go ahead and give a line before the game, and I think it's gone down. I started out giving Anna 8, but I think it's down to 5.
Okay. I'm interested to see that comparison on the inside, that matchup between Barhorst and Weaver. Selena, just a sophomore for West Liberty Salem, very athletic, long arms. Lauren Barhorst will have to move around. She's got to enhance her mobility. If Dosick is having a great game, then Barhorst can probably fix herself and maybe get a dish every now and then. But if Anna's relying on more of an inside game, the Rockets' interior players have got to be mobile.
Well, Kiplin Rowland, we haven't talked about her, and yep. She is one that I feel is just going to get, she is a junior, but she didn't get a lot of time that I remember last year on the varsity floor anyway. She's going to be one that I think is going to get better, and if she can give them a 1-2 punch in the inside, Anna's going to be a tough out.
Yeah, that's what Anna needs tonight, is scoring from ladies on the floor in addition to Dosick and Ambus at guard. If Anna can get 14, 15 points from players on the front line, the Rockets can play right with West Liberty. Keep in mind, West Liberty Salem is D3, just like Anna. Fort Loramie, looking back to Monday night, was playing up. Fort Loramie D4 was playing against the Tigers D3. This Ella Dosick, 30 points against Rushi this past Saturday. She had 4 twos, 6 threes, so she had 10 field goals in that game. She was only 4 of 7 from the free throw line. It amazes me sometimes, Chuck, how these unbelievable high point scorers, college, high school, no matter what level, can have dynamite games from the floor being guarded, and yet at the free throw line they can be a little bit off. But Dosick had 30 points. She had 10 field goals, as I noted. The rest of the Anna team had only 8 field goals for the entire game, and the rest of the club had just 15 points for the entire game. I think it's going to take much more of a well-rounded effort in order for Anna to beat West Liberty Salem here tonight. Anna's off to a great start, defeating New Bremen in Game 1, 38-33. Bodkins in Game 2, 40-28. Fairlawn in Game 3, 41-27. And downed Rushi, 45-34 in a game this past Saturday afternoon. That contest really wasn't as close as that final 11-point spread. Second year for head coach Jeff Maurer at Anna. Boy, he's done a fine job. I've been impressed with the way Jeff has spaced the floor with his offensive performers. And looking back to Saturday's game, Anna played darn good defense against a Rushi team, which had a little more size on the court than did Anna this past Saturday afternoon.
Well, every time Larissa Poling touched the basketball in the lane, she was surrounded by three and did a good job of not fouling, waving their hands and making her not have a real good look to throw the ball back out for the three-point shot. Anna looked really good on Saturday. I'm excited to see if they can keep that momentum going tonight.
Yeah, Rockets are well coached under second-year mentor Jeff Maurer. The head coach for West Liberty Salem has been here 25 years. Dennis McIntosh, he's coached daughters, he's coached nieces. He's had an outstanding record here at West Liberty Salem, winning about 60% of his games And in the last 4 years, he's had his best teams. This is a rebuilding year for West Liberty Salem. You wouldn't think so when you consider how well the Tigers played on Monday in beating Fort Loramie. West Liberty Salem is 3-3 on the year, having dropped the first three games of the season. Keep in mind, those were against stout opponents, Tippecanoe, Plain City, Jonathan Alder, Miami East, and those games were played without the services of the very good guard, Kelsey Day.
Right. Well, I mean, Miami East took Versailles to the buzzer, so that means they've got a pretty good basketball team this year. It's fun to watch people that we saw. Megan Fote, and I think her name is not Fote anymore, but when she played at Anna, it was.
Right.
And it was just, it's neat to see people she was such a good basketball player, and I like to watch her interact with the kids when they come off the bench, because a lot of these young girls probably remember her when they were in elementary school watching her play and always wanted to be a Rocket, and that's what's good about these small schools.
And they will always have to look up.
She's a big girl. She's tall.
To Megan Fote.
Yeah, she had a heck of a tournament run. That was the first year, I think, that I was involved with scores.
Yep, she did have a special series of tourney games when Anna was so successful on the hardwood. Anna off to a great beginning here in 2018-19 with a mark of 4-0. So many thanks to our grand underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Local Equipment in Jackson Center, which moved there back in 1982. We got started a dozen years ago. Local has been around in Shelby County for three dozen years now. We could not have gotten off the ground without the healthy support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center. Scoresbroadcast.com says thank you very much, Local Equipment. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, the U.S. Bank with 29 locations in the region, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News. We've got the starters and the tip in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
This is Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at West Liberty Salem High School. The Anna girls on the road against the Fighting Tigers of West Liberty Salem. Anna in the road, green, white trim. West Liberty Salem wearing white from top to bottom with orange and black trim. Starting lineup for the Anna Rockets being introduced, Michaela Ambus, 5'4", junior guard. Ella Dosick, obviously in the opening five, a 5'6", sophomore guard. Bria Cook, 5'6", senior, at a wing. Kiplin Rowland at a forward spot, a 5'10", junior. Lauren Barhorst in the middle, a 6'2", junior. And Jeff Maurer, head coach of the Anna Rockets. Very interestingly, Chuck, I was looking at the scoring so far through four games for Ella Dosick. 21, 14, 30, and 3. She scored three against Fairlawn, got in foul trouble, didn't make a field goal the entire game.
Yeah, well, that happens that way sometimes. I'm looking down at the starting lineup, and it doesn't look like Selena Weaver's going to start.
According to the scorebook that I examined about 15 minutes ago, she was in the opening five, But instead, it looks like Sophie Cole will start in the middle for Selena Weaver. Sophie Cole, a 5'9" sophomore. She is joined by Paige Schaefer, a 5'9" senior and a power forward. Kelsey Day, a senior at a guard, 5'8" tall. Gabby Holler, a senior at the point. She is a 5'8" 12th grader. And that fifth starter, I think, is Grace Estes, 5'7" sophomore. Emily Holler, as Chuck noted, 15 points on Monday versus Fort Loramie. She had 12 in the season opener, a loss to Tippecanoe. Here's the jump to start the game, won by the Anna Rockets, moving from left to right on your phone or computer screen as you use your imagination. Here's a quick drive into the lane, and the ball is thrown away. Bad pass to start by Dosick trying to hit Barhorst. West Liberty Salem comes down the floor in a jiffy. Here's a long three-pointer by Estes. It's hard, no good. Tie it below the basket. No, West Liberty Salem came away with it. Baseline short jumper missed on the play by Cole. Rebound down to Anna. Out in front of everybody is Ambus, all the way to the rack for 2 points. Michaela Ambus zipped down the court in a jiffy. And that's what Anna wants to do. They like to run and beat West Liberty Salem's defense.
That is the best offense you can have, shooting layups.
25 feet away on the left, it is Gabby Holler for West Liberty Salem. Gabby with the left-hand dribble goes to Estes, around to the top of the circle to Kelsey Day. Day dribbling, 30 feet out, Gabby Holler back into the middle of the floor to Estes. She snakes her way into the lane. Probes the middle, makes an errant bounce pass, though, right into the lap of Kiplin Rowland of Anna.
I just noticed that Emily Holler didn't start either.
25 feet away on the right with the ball is Ambus for Anna. Starts a drive, pulls up 10 feet away. Missed it, but she traveled anyway.
Yep, she shuffled her feet trying to get her shot off.
So for the West Liberty Salem Tigers, the opening five does include Estes, as we noted. Sophie Cole in the middle. Kelsey Day on the floor. Here's Gabby Holler dribbling foul line. On a weave to Day. Thought about the three. Didn't let it fly. 6:20 left to go opening quarter. West Liberty Salem yet to score. Tigers fell behind 9-2 in the opening 4 minutes against Fort Loramie on Monday before rallying. Foul line extended left. 16-footer by Gabby Holler. Hits the backboard. The rim ricochets off. And Anna tracks down the rebound. Here's Ella Dosick up the floor. Picked up by Gabby Holler. Handed off to Ambus 25 feet away. Good defensive effort applied by Grace Estes, who got a mitt on the basketball, reached in, appeared to yank on the leather, and drew a jump. Arrow favors West Liberty Salem. 2 minutes played, opening period. 2-0 Anna. Gabby Holler rotates it between the rings to Sophie Cole. Behind a screen, straight on, Day chucks it up. It is no good. Hit the rim, caromed off, moving screen against West Liberty Salem to free up Day. Shot would not have counted had it gone in.
That was on Sophie Cole. That's her first.
West Liberty Salem got off to a cool beginning shooting the basketball on Monday night. Anna trying to take advantage of that here in the first 3 minutes of this evening. Ambus has the ball deep left side. Bounce pass top of the circle to Rowland. Thought about sizing up a 21-footer, didn't take it. Gave it back to Ambus. On a weave, it goes to Cook. Cook straight away. Near side, Rowland. Where will Anna get its points tonight in addition to Dosek? We've got an illegal screen. Anna returns the favor away from the basketball. It was not a stationary set. Not sure who was tagged with the foul.
They called that on Cook.
Cook is slapped with it. Team foul situation, one apiece. 5:21 to go in the first. Still, the West Liberty Salem Tigers, the home team, yet to score. Emily Holler on the floor now. Emily, a 5'7" freshman. Emily's got it 25 feet away. Gives it outside the arc on the right to Day. Back to Emily. Loops it into the right corner to Gabby Holler. And guess what? For the third time already in less than 3 minutes, another screen set. It was not an anchored screen. There was a little movement, some hip action, and it's detected by the officials.
That's a point of emphasis this year. I'm I guess it's okay. I don't think you need to call it real tight.
Well, I've seen a number of college players slapped with it, and there have been some frowns and scowls by college players and coaches at the referees. Hannah coughs up the ball in the half court. It rolls to the far side of the floor into the first row. A Tiger went after it. So did a Rocket. A green jersey got a piece of it last.
Well, they've gotten off one shot with four turnovers. That's not a good recipe to win a basketball game.
Not at all. Here's West Liberty Salem throwing high post. It's Paige Schaefer. Outside the arc of the left to Estes. Straight away behind the screen, it's Gabby Holler. She sizes up a long one. It rims out. No good. And the rebound is Bar Horse of Anna. So far, the Rockets allowing West Liberty Salem only long-distance jumpers. 2-0 Anna, 4:21 to go in the first. Here's Ambus on the right side of the floor. Flips it to Roland straight away. Roland veers to the right. Goes behind her back on the dribble. Lost the ball. It rolls out near the Tigers' logo. A big Tiger paw at midcourt. Then a bad pass. Anna, though, tracks it down. Far side of the floor. Here's Dosik zipping to the top of the circle. Got the benefit of a moving screen from Roland.
That was an obvious one.
Four fouls in this game here at the start. In a second, less than 4 minutes, every one of them offensive moving screen infractions. 2-0 Anna. Sluggish start scoring in this game. Baseline left, Gabby Holler. Top of the circle, Emily. Emily tries to dribble around Ambus. And she is staggered a little bit. Reach in foul committed by Cook of Anna. That's two right
that's,
away on
yeah,
her.
Yeah, it's got to be her second because she had one of the moving screen fouls.
Yep. West Liberty Salem makes a couple changes. Well, these are young ladies in their teens. I can't imagine a Monday game would bother West Liberty Salem.
No.
Although the Tigers are a little bit off the mark here early until Kelsey Day behind a three, or I should say behind a screen, flips in a long three ball. Boy, Kelsey Day can shoot it, and that gets West Liberty Salem off the side. It took the Tigers 4.5 minutes to score. Anna's got just 1 2-pointer in that span of time. It's 3-2 West Liberty Salem. Here's Ambus inside the arc on the left flank. Jump shot hits the rim, tapped out of bounds by the Tigers. 3:19 left in the first. Now 44 points won the Monday game here. West Liberty Salem never led to the final 7 seconds and edge Fort Loramie. The way this game is starting, 34 or less might come out on top tonight. 20 feet out on the right, it's Mary Landis for Anna. Sloppy pass, and it is picked off right into the lap of Estes for West Liberty. Down the floor to Day. Day outside the arc on the left. Picks up her dribble, goes to Gabby Holler. Ball is weaved, head of the key to Weaver. Foul line extended left. Weaver jumps, shoots with the left hand, off the heel. Skying for the rebound, Landis for Anna. Down the floor to Dosik, baseline right, below the rim. Hits a cutter, coming to the lane. Drive to the basket by Ambus, short, no good in traffic. And the Tigers have got the rebound. Has Dosik had much of a shot so far, Chuck?
She hasn't taken one yet.
What a contrast in performances for Dosik here tonight versus the one last Saturday at Rushi. Long three-point try by Schaefer of West Liberty Salem. It is shy of the mark, grazed the iron, rebound down to Anna. 2:16 to go, first quarter. 3-2 Tigers. It's Dosik right wing. Excellent defensive job being applied on her by Estes. And here's a steal taken away by Estes. Then ripped right away from her. Steal by Landis of Anna. Hand off to Dosik in backcourt. And Jeff Maurer, the Rockets, wants a timeout. 1:57 left to go. First quarter of play. It's like a hockey score, Chuck. 3-2 West Liberty Salem over Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, goffneyfurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. After the timeout, Anna gets a good look for Kiplin Roland. Nice penetration by Dosick. Bounce pass baseline left, and Roland swishes a 12-footer. Anna on top by 1-4-3. Gabby Holler's got the ball 25 feet out for the white-shirted Tigers. Looks inside, can't find a post player. Then loops it down the lane to Estes. Estes below the basket, can't hang on. Out of bounds to Anna. A minute 20 left to go here in the first quarter of play. And if you've just joined us, it's 4-3, Anna in front.
And Lexi, it's as cold as the weather outside, but it's warmed up quite a bit.
It has. Very tolerable today. Enjoyed it. 30 feet out from the basket with the ball for Anna is Roland. Ball rotated around the top of the circle where it's given to Ambus, who drives into the lane. Near side pass goes to Landis. Mary Landis on the floor, 5'7", sophomore. Ball lobbed, low post right, intended for Barhorst. She got a fingertip on it. Out of bounds it goes. 54 seconds to go, first quarter. Anna leads West Liberty Salem by a point, 4-3. Right wing, Gabby Holler hits Day through the top of the circle. Now to Emily Holler. Drive across the lane. Baseline right to Weaver. She makes a jump pass cross court to Day. Back to Emily Holler. Holler's got it. Guarded by Ambus of Anna. Now Dosick guards the dribbler, Gabby Holler, who enters the paint, stops, missed a 10-footer off the back brace, rebounding foul over the shoulder against Anna, as Selena Weaver for the Tigers went up, yanked down the board. Green shirt was on her back. In the act of shooting, it's deemed. A couple of free throws here for Weaver. Chance for West Liberty Salem to tie and take the lead. Left-handed foul shot by Weaver clangs off the iron. 26.1 to go, first quarter. Anna 4, West Liberty Salem 3. We've played better than 7.5 minutes. Only three fielders in this game so far. Second shot here for Weaver of West Liberty Salem. Interestingly, she doesn't toe the foul line. She's about 16.5 feet away from the basket, Chuck.
If she would have been at the foul line, she would have made the shot.
That one was short. The rebound is punched out of bounds in the corner, and a push to try to get to it. Common foul, West Liberty Salem controls the basketball. Weaver with an unconventional looking free throw missed a pair. Her feet were well straddled. Right foot in front of the left, but both feet were a good probably 16, 18 inches behind the foul stripe. 12 seconds to go, first quarter. West Liberty Salem down one. Weaver, top of the circle. They clear out on the left for Gabby Holler. Straight away to Emily. Emily bounces. 2 seconds left. Emily foul line, pulls up. They can't get the shot away. Boy, Anna's trademark against Rushi on Saturday was strong defense. And the Rockets demonstrated that here tonight through the first 8 minutes. West Liberty Salem could produce just one field goal, Anna two. And after a quarter, the Rockets 4, the Tigers 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Your radio on your phone for high school sports.
I am Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at West Liberty Salem High School. 4-3, Anna up a point after a period. Shout-outs tonight to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn. Tell Jolene Renderly, the owner of the Jewelry Barn, that you heard about her shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna. It's grown to include 8 expanding divisions. A new underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com, Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney. It's got a corner on the market, and for good reason, quality and reliability. For a long time, businesses throughout the area have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engravings. Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Well, many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, for example, have preferred Regal forever. Talk to Jerry Warman at Regal Trophy and Awards, 1269 Wapak in Sydney, on the web at regaltrophyawards.com. That's Regal for the crowning touch. Early action, second quarter. Anna with the ball. Ella Dosik, top of the key, veers left. Checked closely by Gabby Holler. Gives it up on the play to teammate Mary Landis. Right back to Dosik. She sprints into the top of the circle. Gives it to Ambus, 25 feet away. Ambus and Dosik playing a two-person game. 20 feet or better from the hoop. They clear out for Ella. Thinks about driving left to right. Doesn't take it to the baseline. Instead, weaves it behind the arc to teammate Ambus. 1 minute gone here in the second quarter. Ambus angles left corner. Goes behind her to Roland. Little give-and-go action down inside to Barhorst. Her shot was bothered from 4 feet away. West Liberty Salem got the rebound. The Tigers hustle down the floor in a hurry, and Anna gets a shoe on it. Out of bounds it goes, intended for Sophie Cole. 4-3, Anna. A minute 10 played here in the second quarter. Another new underwriting sponsor is Maury's Landing. Fine restaurant, Maury's Landing, across from Lake Loramie in northwestern Shelby County. Excellent food. You can catch the catch of the day at Maury's, and you'll love that baked haddock dinner at night. That's Maury's, open at 6 a.m. Superb breakfast, a variety of delicious wraps, and the gourmet burger for lunch. And a family of four can eat for $35 to $40 or so at Maury's Landing across from Lake Loramie. You get more at Maury's. Well, West Liberty Salem controls the ball down by a point. Head of the circle, it's Gabby Holler to Emily, driving down the left side of the lane. Nice scoop shot with the left. It wouldn't go. Rebound, Anna. Long heave to Landis. Landis stutter step in the lane. Got the shot off, but took steps. I said Landis, actually it was Kipling Rowland.
Yeah, I didn't see the travel. I thought she made a nice little pivot move down there.
Yeah, she sped down the floor in a heartbeat, breakneck speed, beat everybody there, and tried to make a twisting shot in the paint. West Liberty Salem counters. Good penetration, middle of the floor by Estes, and then gave it up baseline right to teammate Sophie Cole, who popped in a 10-footer. 5-4, West Liberty Salem in the lead by one. Here's Ambus. Foul line extended left. She thought she had a cutter. The green jersey wasn't there, but West Liberty Salem flicked it out of bounds. Inbounding the basketball, Anna, side court near the corner. Ball thrown to Dosik. Dosik has not scored in this game.
She doesn't have a shot.
No, not even a shot. She had 30 points against Rushi on Saturday. Here's an overthrow. Ambus tried to lead Barhorst, and she could not get to it below the basket, out of bounds. 5.5 left here in the second quarter, 5-4. West Liberty Salem by one. Count them, just 4 field goals so far in this game, 2 by each team. One of them a 3 by Day of the Tigers. Estes top of the circle. On a weave out back to a teammate, Gabby Holler, who dives into the lane And the ball is lost, then eventually kicked by Anna. Good call by the referee. Anna might have gained an advantage. Not sure that there was anything intentional about it. But the referee sold it, and West Liberty Salem plays in left of the basket, leading by a point. And the ball is handed in to Schaefer, baseline right, and an open 7 or 8 footer simply dropped the ball right to a rocket. And then in backcourt immediately, Kiplin Rowland, guilty of a double dribble. It's West Liberty's ball.
That's why you teach your kids to pick the ball up with two hands. Don't bat it to yourself. That gives the referee the interpretation to decide whether they're going to call double dribble or not.
5:06 remaining second quarter. Here's West Liberty Salem inbounding right into the hands of Dosik, who steals. Down the floor, right wing. Good bounce pass across the bottom of the key to a teammate, Cook, driving hard to the cup. She's got a deuce. Dosik to Cook, and it's 6-5, Anna. One of those live ball turnovers, and the Rockets capitalize. 4:46 to go in the second quarter. Emily Holler, foul line. Hands off top of the circle to Gabby. Swings it left side to Grace Estes through the top of the key. Flips into the right corner for a teammate, and it's stroked out of bounds by Rowland. Anna girls playing excellent defense here tonight.
Yeah, both teams are playing good half-court defense.
Well, we have played a quarter and a half, and the scoring is stymied. 6-5, Anna leads it by a point. West Liberty Salem throws into Gabby Holler, 25 feet away. Gabby goes down the left side to Weaver. Rockets will give the post player that long shot from behind the arc. Getting a hand in nicely for Anna, nearly stealing his Landis, but West Liberty Salem recovers. Emily Holler from long distance thought about shooting. Goes foul line. Bounces out back to Gabby Holler. Twisting maneuver, Gabby into the lane, and the ball is pried away by Anna, which gets the jump. West Liberty Salem will keep it. Lengthy possession here for the Tigers. No points to show. 4:02 left, second quarter, 6-5 in favor of Anna. Baseline right, Day will inbound for the Tigers. Kelsey Day with the white headband. Bounce passes into Emily Holler. Now back to Day, top of the circle, shot fake. Gives it up to Emily. Emily dribbles with the left hand. Starts into the top of the circle. Then retreats. Trying to maneuver against Ambus. Can't do it. Can't get below the foul line. Coming out to catch is Sophie Cole. Right flank, Estes. Straight away. Sizing up the three is Holler. Doesn't let it fly. Instead, throws it cross court. Lost momentarily. Picked back up by Cole. Outstanding defense being applied by the Anna Lady Rockets here tonight. And especially on this possession. West Liberty Salem's had the ball for well over a minute. Can't get a clean look. Here's the ball lobbed to Weaver, mid-post area. Doesn't shoot. Then goes out back to Cole, between the circles to Emily Holler. We're nearing the three-minute mark. Top of the circle, Weaver glides down the left side of the lane. Nearly walked. Good defense applied by Barhorst, who stopped her. And then West Liberty Salem resets. Near side to Day. Long lob for Weaver. She overthrows. It hits the boundary out of bounds. Wow, that may be the best defensive possession we'll see all year long.
That was terrific.
In girls' hoops, that was spectacular.
That is 16 turnovers between the two teams now.
I'm curious, Chuck, how many did we have in the Monday night game here between Fort Loramie and West Liberty Salem?
There were a total of 12, 24. Each team had 12.
Well, for girls' high school basketball, that is very tolerable.
Yeah. You live with that.
Yes. Cross-court pass by Barhorst for Rowland. Rowland gives it back on the play to Ambus. Ambus telegraphs a pass for Cook. It's picked off, intercepted by West Liberty Salem. Dribbling down the floor goes Estes. Left-hand layup, got it. 7-6 Tigers. Anna outside the arc on the right. It's Ambus. Dosik not on the floor at the moment, and Anna dribbles right into trouble, picked off by Holler. 2:14 left, second period. Midcourt, it's Gabby Holler on the bounce for West Liberty Salem. Weaver sets a high screen. Weaver gets it now. Foul line extended left. Selena holds on. Here's Gabby Holler 20 feet away. Chuck, a 2 or 3 basket lead in this game is going to be significant.
Yeah, the way he's playing right now.
Left flank, it's Estes. Swings it today between circles. Tried to get one off, couldn't. Ball reversed, near side to Estes. Anna putting up that blanket-like defense again. Tigers lead the Rockets 7-6. A minute and a half to go, first half. Here's Weaver. Here's Gabby Holler, left wing. Oh, nice screen set on top for Grace Estes. Missed it, wide left. Easy rebound, Roland of Anna. Dosick not on the floor at the time being for the Anna Rockets. Hadn't gotten off a clean look here in the first half. Here's a nice baseline drive by Mary Landis. Backboard rim, and it falls off. Tough break. Rebound, West Liberty Salem. A minute to go, first half. 7-6 Tigers. Gabby Holler straight on. Now Weaver. Long distance range, doesn't shoot. Here's Cole. Cole to a teammate who juggled it, tipped it to Weaver. Scattered floor, open player, left wing. Estes driving and scoring for West Liberty Salem.
She's been got lost in the offense twice now.
And it's a 9-6 lead for the Tigers. With 35 seconds to go here in the first half. Biggest spread for West Liberty Salem. Weave offense for Anna. Down the lane, Roland tried to bounce pass to Barhorst on the block, but there were bodies in the path of the throw, and the ball was fumbled away to West Liberty Salem. Tigers a chance for the last shot. Estes to Weaver. Right wing. It goes to Holler on top today, who lines up a three. It's off to the left a little bit, but that's because she was tapped on the wrist. 3 free throws for Kelsey Day of West Liberty Salem with 11.5 left here in the second quarter. Well, you have to know where Day is at all times. She's a sharpshooter from long range. Free throw, though, short. She's got 2 more coming.
She got out, fouled on a 3 in the fourth quarter against Fort Laramie and made all 3 of them.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Super free throw shooting in the fourth quarter on Monday night by the West Liberty Salem girls. Well, Dosick comes back on the floor for the waning 11.5 of the first half. Kelsey Day, by the way, made the second foul shot after missing the first of 3. Here's her third one, and that is in. She connected on that. 11-6 in favor of West Liberty Salem. Inadvertent buzzer down below at the scorer's table. With 6.8 to go until halftime.
It's got to be more than that because the clock shouldn't have started.
You're right.
I think there's got to be about, 9 seconds, 10 seconds.
Yeah, it zipped from, 10 or 11 down to 6. Anna had not gotten the ball to midcourt yet. I think the clock began right away after the free throw was made.
Yep, and the clock had a little problem Monday night, too.
That's 11-6. Here comes Dosick at midcourt for Anna. Down to 7 to go. Dosick out of the key. Twisting move. Gets a screen from Roland. Running toward the block on the right goes Dosick. A high dribble. She lost control of it. Out of bounds to West Liberty Salem. 1.9 left. This West Liberty Salem defense is extremely well connected here tonight, as it was for 3.5 quarters on Monday against Fort Laramie. And Ella Dosick can't even get off a shot. Here's a midcourt 3 by Gabby Holler. It beat the buzzer. It hit the backboard rim. No good. And the half closes out with West Liberty Salem leading a very low-scoring girls game here tonight at the Tigers gym. Our count is 11-6. West Liberty Salem over Anna at the end of the first 2 periods here on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkins, 25 and 274.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambi Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
We know that when you own a business, success is earned every day through countless hours of hard work. And with each goal reached, you have five more in the works. Because your business is unstoppable, just like you.
A business quick loan from U.S. Bank may help your business grow with a customized approach to financing. U.S. Bank. The power of possible. Credit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association and are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. See a banker for details. Equal housing lender. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association. Member FDIC.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And tonight, high school sports is here at West Liberty Salem on scoresbroadcast.com and a girls' trail, the homestanding Tigers 11-6. What a contrast between Saturday and tonight for Ella Dosik of Rushi. 30 points on Saturday, zero points, and not a shot tonight against West Liberty Salem, which has defended her, obviously, extremely well. And the Tigers lead by a score of 11-6. Here at the break, our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck?
Well, it didn't take me long to figure out the stats in the first half, that's for sure. Anna has a 7-6 rebounding advantage. West Liberty has three offensive rebounds. Anna has zero. The Rockets turned the ball over 14 times in the first half. West Liberty turned it over six. Anna did not go to the free throw line. West Liberty was 2-for-5. From the free throw line in the first half. Individual scoring for Anna, they had two from Ambus, two from Cook, and two from Kiplin Rowland. They scored 4 and 2, 6 points in the first half. West Liberty was led by Kelsey Day with 5, 4 from Grace Estes, and 2 from Sophie Cole. They scored 3 and 8. They lead it 11-6 at the half.
Chuck, how would you describe West Liberty Salem's defense through the first two quarters? I called it well-connected, obviously shading Dosik of Anna all the time. And any attempted maneuvers by her to get close to the basket are being closed off by multiple defenders.
Well, I'm watching Anna try to run things like almost like an open offense and trying to get there on dribble penetration. It's not working.
Nope.
They're not setting screens for her. They need to do something to be able to screen and let her get some open shots to get herself going. But give West Liberty credit. Their defense has been outstanding.
Estes with a couple big hoops there in the second quarter to ignite a Tigers spurt. That's the 11-6 lead. That's our halftime report. Brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. 11-6, West Liberty Salem on top, here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing house dinner.
and Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Oh, the pep band continues to make a lot of noise here at the lair of the Tigers, West Liberty Salem. And the home team is back out on the floor. And the Rockets yet to return, down by five after two quarters of play in an extremely low-scoring tilt, 11-6 in favor of West Liberty Salem. Say, Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza, too. Oh, the special on Saturday nights, you'll love two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. The new owner is Carl Arnes, and he creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. He's got that new late-night menu you'll like, open till 2:30 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. Brookins, perfect for anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, birthdays, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. You can't beat Brookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. You can like them on Facebook. That's Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. Brookins, well known for those juicy roasted chicken dinners. And as I noted, that pork chop special on Saturday nights is fabulous. Brookins in Fort Loramie. LaCal Equipment underwrites our student athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com. And LaCal has done so since our start here on scoresbroadcast.com a dozen years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And tonight we highlight Anna, sophomore basketball player Mary Landis. She's a 10th grader, daughter of Mark and Amy. Perfect 4.0 GPA, active in student council, volleyball, FFA, Eco Warriors, Spanish Club, and she does participate as well in babysitting at church. She's an outstanding student leader. She's got three older sisters who graduated from Anna, Ashley last spring, and also Courtney and Elizabeth. Not sure where she'd like to study yet for college. She's only a sophomore, might pursue the medical field. Mary Landis of Anna is our LaCal Equipment student-athlete spotlight lady here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We are underway here at West Liberty Salem, third quarter. Rockets have the ball to her left, and Dosik is available. A long three-point try, air ball. Missed it to the right, rebound West Liberty Salem. That, I believe, Chuck, was her first shot attempt of the night.
Yep, she got a good look at it. It's just when you haven't shot the ball in a half, it's really hard to get yourself going.
Ella Dosick, who made 10 field goals on Saturday, hasn't made a point here in this game. She just now made a fine steal, raced down the floor. Awkward shot in the lane, got the rebound back. Block taken away. Good effort by Estes. Estes splendidly guarding Dosick. West Liberty Salem's got the ball back. Here's Cole, top of the circle. Left side pass to Kelsey Day on the dribble. Day picks up the ball, arches it right side for teammate Gabby Holler. Baseline right to Cole. Oh, look at that defensive maneuver by Lauren Barhorst, who reached up. The offensive player for the Tigers, Cole, had the ball over her head. Barhorst went up and just snagged it right away from her. And a possession down the right side. It's Dosick. Dosick dribbling. Now Roland, left side Cook. Somebody for Anna needs to step up, make a shot or two. Here's the ball fired to the right side of the floor. Roland for Ambus. West Liberty Salem got in the path of the heave, and it bounced off a rocket, went out of bounds. Rockets coming up all thumbs. Offense is nil. 45 points on Saturday, 30 from Ella Dosick against Rushi. Tonight, just 6 points in 18 minutes of action. Here's a good look. Cross-court pass by West Liberty Salem. A nice throw. Gabby Holler to Estes. Shot no good. Rattled in and out. Stick back is in. Did Cole get that, Chuck?
That was Cole. And I'll tell you what, whoever's guarding Estes has lost her 3 times now late in this in the second quarter and now to start the third quarter.
Here is West Liberty Salem playing fine defense as Ambus penetrates the lane and she's got the ball swiped right in front of her. Here come the Tigers down the court. It's Gabby Holler. Gives it up head of the key to Paige Schaefer. Right flank to Estes. Estes today comes off a screen, arches up a three, wide left, out of bounds. 7-point lead for West Liberty Salem, and given the stagnant offense from Anna, it may be difficult, Chuck, to rally from 7 down. Anna's got to improve its offense considerably.
Well, let's look at it this way. They've played a little over 2 quarters, and they've scored 6 points, so how hard is it going to get 7 more? That's if they hold them scoreless.
Right. Between the rings with the ball, Dosick nearly walked, fed it to Ambus. Ambus has to go beyond the center line to retrieve it. West Liberty Salem didn't touch it. Another miscue.
Well, I'll tell you what, Dosick is allowing her lack of scoring to affect her. She's the one that's guarding. Estes on the one end, and she's turning the ball over. She's allowing her not scoring to affect her entire game.
Yep, head coach Jeff Maurer of Anna is mystified. Jeff has just stood up and signaled an emphatic timeout. He's not happy with what he's seeing. 5:09 to go in the third quarter, 13-6. Tigers over the Rockets on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Laramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but 2 delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com.
Well, let's see what results after that emphatic timeout call by Jeff Maurer, head coach of Anna, not happy with the performance of his club here tonight. After beating Rushi 45-34 on Saturday to go 4-0, the Rockets extremely sluggish here tonight. And the West Liberty Salem Tigers have picked it up and have now forged a 7-point advantage, 13-6. 3 minutes gone in the third quarter. You heard me correctly, third quarter. Weaver outside the arc on the left for West Liberty Salem. Gives it up to Sophie Cole, lobbing down inside of the cutter. Catching is Estes again for the backdoor gimme. Wow, 4 field goals for her, Chuck.
3.
3 hoops for Estes. And for whatever reason, Anna simply cannot find her. Outside the arc on the left, it's Roland. Roland drives down the baseline, or to the baseline. Missed the shot. Rebound, Barhorst. It's off to the right. And the Tigers take it off the glass. Forecourt left. It's Gabby Holler to Emily in the lane. Now to Gabby. She dribbles through the top of the key. 15-6, West Liberty Salem. 4:21 left to go here in the third quarter. Anna was down 7-6 at the half. The Rockets had not scored in unofficially 7 minutes of this game.
They were down 11-6 at the half.
I'm sorry, I said 7.
Yeah, it was 11.
5-point spread at intermission. Here's a near steal out high by Dosick, but West Liberty Salem recovers. Oh, good drive. Middle of the floor. Emily Holler to the rim. Banked it high off the glass. It caught iron and came down into the hands of Dosick of Anna. Well, Dosick connected on six long-range three-pointers on Saturday. She can do it. The problem is she simply cannot get free. Here's Dosick, 25 feet away on the left. Good defense applied by Gabby Holler. Well, Gabby has been on her the way a glove fits a hand. Here's a lob pass, right corner. Ambus tried to find Lauren Barhorst. Tipped away, out of bounds.
Well, the only thing they're trying to run for Dosick is ball screens, and all they're hedging and switching. They've got to set screens for her to run her from one side of the floor to the other, run her through some screens to be able to get some open shots, open looks.
Yeah, the hedging technique of this West Liberty Salem girls' defense is excellent. The ball inbounded by Anna after West Liberty Salem had tipped it out of bounds, and the Rockets lose control, and Anna, green shirt, comes up with the ball, but a leg is on the end line. Anna's got about, what, 20 turnovers now, Chuck?
That is 18.
3:18 to go here in the third quarter. Rockets now 8 minutes plus without a point. Outside the arc on the right, it's Kelsey Day for West Liberty. Down inside to Weaver. Lost it, got it back. Gave it to Day. She sizes up a three ball off to the left. Long rebound, Roland over the shoulder, foul committed by West Liberty Salem. Paige Schaefer nailed with it.
Yeah, and the fans kind of gave a Bronx cheer there, but this has absolutely nothing to do with the officiating tonight.
Was that the first foul?
In the second half, yes.
Initial foul of the entire third quarter of this game, 2:52 to go. And here's another turnover by Anna. The ball entered to the post, low left side. West Liberty Salem overplayed the entry and swiped it. Tigers down the floor, up 9, 15-6. Oh, here's a good drive down the lane by Emily Holler. It's teammate Weaver low on the left for the easy two-pointer. Emily Holler set it all up. Outstanding penetration. She negotiated the middle of the floor. Anna had to double her. Here's Dosick down the hardwood for Anna. A dipsy-do move in the lane. Tried to get off a shot the hard way. Took a couple of steps attempting to do it. That's a walk. Another turnover, Anna girls.
Six turnovers, no points here in the third quarter.
2:17 to go, third period. As Chuck noted, it was 11-6 at the half. Anna once led 6-5. That was with about 3.5 to go in the second quarter. Since then, a 12-0 run by West Liberty Salem over the last, 14 minutes of this game? High right, it's Day. Low on the right to Weaver. Forced one up over Barhorst. Missed it hard. What were you going to say, Chuck?
I was going to say that she moved both feet and it should have been a travel.
That could have been called. At West Liberty Salem did miss the shot. Anna got the board. Little give and go. Nice play, Roland to Ambus. Right side of the lane all the way to the rim for a nice driving layup for Michaela Ambus for Anna. And that breaks the cold spell that lasted close to 11 minutes, spanning two quarters. 17-8, West Liberty Salem. Minute 16 left here in the third. Here's a collision at the foul line. Kelsey Day on the bounce. Contact made by the Anna girls, Mary Landis.
Nobody's in foul trouble, so everybody should be able to pick their defense up.
17-8 our score. 9-point lead, West Liberty Salem. Well, West Liberty Salem's not going to come close to reaching 44, which is what the Tigers needed to edge Fort Loramie on Monday. But West Liberty Salem's defense has been excellent. Anna's offense has been stagnant here tonight. Oh, here's a give and go. What a play. Ball thrown from Cole to teammate Gabby Holler right down the pike. Couldn't get it to drop in. It trickled off the iron, but she absorbed contact en route to the basket, and she will shoot too. With a minute five to go here in the third quarter, and Anna trailing 17-8. Unless the Rockets turn things around in a hurry, the Anna girls will suffer their first setback of the season. Free throw buried by Gabby Holler. Second shot, Gabby. Dips the knees. It's on the way. Bouncing around. Comes off. Barhorst retrieves for Anna. Backcourt to Ambus. 10-point game. High left. It goes from Cook to Ambus. Veers off to the right. Gives it up in the right corner to a teammate. Baseline right to Kiplin Rowland. Hitting the cutting bar horse right down the paint area. She caught it and banked it in one nice motion.
That was the last two times down the floor. Offensively, they've looked much better.
18-10, West Liberty Salem by 8 with 30 seconds to go, third quarter. Here's a bullet pass, baseline right for Cole. Nobody guards her. Bar horse stays underneath. And Sophie Cole, who's had a nice game, sinks a 15-footer, all net. 20-10 in favor of West Liberty Salem, which steals, taken away from Dosick. Nice feed. Oh, what a play. Gabby Holler hits the driving Kelsey Day for the bucket. 22-10 in favor of West Liberty Salem. Holding foul on the Tigers, who are guilty of overguarding against Dosick at the top of the key with 6.6 to go here in the third. Yep, Anna shows a little spurt offensively, and then West Liberty Salem regains the momentum.
Yeah, they've got an 11-point quarter going, and they had 11 for the first half, so West Liberty has definitely picked it up.
Yeah, this is more of the Tigers team we saw on Monday night right now. West Liberty Salem trying to slay both Shelby County's Anna Rockets and Fort Loramie Redskins. Here's a shot missed by Anna from three-point territory. A long one gunned up there by Rowland, no good. West Liberty Salem snared the rebound and heaved it from 60 off the top of the glass. And the third period's in the books, 22-10. West Liberty Salem over Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
Shout-outs tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. The Jewelry Barn is the gem of Rushi. Tell Jolene Rinderly at the Jewelry Barn you heard all about her shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets, get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282 or go to facebook.com/Shelby, COVSO. And in Anna, Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. And thanks to the in-between just south of Botkins, where the food is not in between, it's out of this world. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, GoffneyFurniture.com, and Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing?
Well, that was a phantom five-second call because that was not closely guarded.
Fourth quarter starts with a turnover by West Liberty Salem. Anna will take it. Little give and go. High post, Rowland hits Ambus down the lane, scooping it up, no good. Followed by Barhorst, no good. Over the shoulder foul, though, against West Liberty Salem. and Barhorst has got two, and a trailing 22-10, first 40 seconds of the fourth and final quarter. Lauren Barhorst, line drive free throw, hits the rim, no good. Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered. The very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and youth bedrooms, home office, and entertainment spaces, too. Goffney's new innovative support report system can find your perfect fitting mattress and take advantage of five-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Well, both free throws were missed by Barhorst of Anna. West Liberty Salem has the ball down to her right with 6:46 to go in the game. And Anna trailing 22-10. Good overplay by Dosick right down in front of us. She made the intercept. And then West Liberty Salem, in its anxiety to recover, fouled. It's common. And Anna will bring it down. Ball inbounded in backcourt by Cook to Ambus. Frees up Dosick in the right corner. Baseline to Roland. Looks for Barhorst. Slicing down the lane. She catches and banks it in. Nice play. Couple hoops just like that by Barhorst here in this half.
I'm impressed with Roland. She sees the ball, the court well. Good passer.
Excellent assist making by Kiplin Roland of Anna. Rockets still down 10, though. Here's Weaver dropping the ball in the left corner. Nifty save, though, by Gabby Holler, who tracked it down, batted it back in. Near side, it's Day. 6 minutes left in the game. Day dribbles between two green jerseys, over guarding against Anna. It's common. Baseline, you're out of the basket. West Liberty Salem leading with 10 points will throw in. Weaver comes out. Emily Holler back in for the West Liberty Salem Tigers. You have Cole in now at the post. Ball inbounded, deep right corner to Kelsey Day. Day on the handoff to Estes. She deals left side to a teammate. Ball fired, right corner to Cole. West Liberty Salem now very patient. No real reason for the Tigers to shoot the ball quickly, even if it's an open 10-footer. Team foul situation, three on Anna. So the Rockets have got to commit four more before West Liberty Salem shoots. Dribble drive, lane area, Gabby Holler, then throws it back out. Here's Emily right down the center of the floor, off to Cole in the right corner. West Liberty Salem running its version of a modified North Carolina four corner. Here's penetration by Emily Holler, squeezed between a couple green shirts. Got off a 10-footer, missed it, foul though against Anna. Two shots for Emily. And was it Emily Holler, Chuck, who made the two foul shots to beat Fort Loramie?
It was Gabby Holler.
It was Gabby. Now, these two young ladies out front have a knack for being able to drive, invite contact. They know what they're doing. They get the corner turn, get a shoulder just beyond the defender, and do invite the contact. They're confident at the free throw line. The first one here was made. The second one hit the back brace, came right back to the Tiger shooter, but Anna was called for in the lane too soon?
I think they called a foul on her.
Well, that is a mysterious call because that second free throw that was missed originally by Emily Holler is re-awarded, and she drops it in. Scoreboard late in racking up the 2 points. It's 24-12 in favor of West Liberty Salem. Here's Anna throwing top of the circle. It's muffed on the play. It rolls into backcourt, and the Rockets track it down. Good play by Kiplin Roland. Gives it up to Landis. It goes cross-court, intercepted. Here's Gabby Holler on the loose, and she spilled. Trailing her from the backside for Anna and picking up the foul was Landis. 54-41 left in the fourth quarter. 24-12 lead for West Liberty Salem. Two officials conferring now out at the head of the key. That second free throw that was eventually made by West Liberty Salem after the previous one was missed, but then was judged to...
The only thing they could have called was that she was in the lane too soon, but he was showing her how she fouled her. So
yeah, the mechanics were not real clear cut
to
us.
It had to have been a one, it couldn't even have been a one and one, it should have been out of bounds.
Right. Well, after all that, West Liberty Salem throws in 30 feet out. Gabby Holler's got it. Overplay by Dosick. Again, our unofficial count shows Dosick with what, a shot attempted?
And that's taken two.
Two shots.
She had an attempt at actually three because she missed a shot, got her own rebound, and missed that one.
You're right, yep. That was all in the span of one possession, a few seconds apart. Here is West Liberty Salem controlling the basketball, half court to her right, over guarding foul committed by Roland out on the arc. Team foul five on Anna. West Liberty Salem a couple away from the one and one. 4:07 to go in the fourth. 24-12, West Liberty Salem. Dosick, who scored 30 for Anna on Saturday, is scoreless tonight. Only three hurried shots taken. And Anna makes a steal. Nice effort by a green jersey. Well done by Kiplin Rowland. Down the floor to the driving Landis, who goes into the lane, fumbled it, got it back, shot blocked. Good play by Cole of the Tigers, out of bounds to Anna. 3:45 remaining in this game. Anna Rockets have got contest coming up on Saturday versus Houston. And next Tuesday, a non-league game against a good new Knoxville girls team. Foul committed by West Liberty Salem. Inbounds pass by Anna to Landis, who caught it low in the block left side, or I should say Roland, and she was bumped in the act of shooting, and she nails the free throw. 24-13 in favor of West Liberty Salem over Anna, whose head coach Jeff Maurer gets a timeout. 3:43 left on scoresbroadcast.com.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857. Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, GoffneyFurniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
And gratitude to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a founding sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. LaCal manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors all around the world. LaCal supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date all the way back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And the present corporation was established in Jackson Center in Shelby County in 1982. And locally, LaCal is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs. And scoresbroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago thanks to support from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. One free throw made, one missed. Was that Roland for...
She made them both. They just haven't put the score up.
It says 24-13, should say 24-14. 3:33 left here in the fourth quarter. Foul against Anna as the Tigers get the ball in the front court. 1-1 for Kelsey Day of the white-shirted West Liberty Salem Tigers. One, two, three bounces by Kelsey. Ball up at her forehead, and she connects. 25-14, although the scoreboard still reads just 13 for Anna. Second free throw here for Day. There it goes, 14. Couple more dribbles. It is hard off the back brace. Rebound batted by Roland. She traces it down, gives it up to Dosick.
I think the kid keeping the score down there is in a different time zone.
Right corner of the floor. It is Landis stroked away out of bounds by West Liberty Salem. Again, Ella Dosick has not scored. Three missed shots off a 30-point performance against Rushi on Saturday. 4-2s, 6-3s. Substitution for Anna. Barhorst is in at the post, rolling back on the hardwood. Cook, Dosick, Ambus. As Landis came out, drive down the left side of the lane by Ambus, flips it up on the run, cleverly draws a two-shot foul. And that's how Anna is going to have to make a brilliant comeback, Chuck, as score points with the clock stopped.
That is their only chance.
3 minutes, 13 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. 25-14, West Liberty Salem. Foul shot by Ambus is no good. A little heavy. Change for Anna as Cook comes off.
Cook's got four fouls, so they're doing offense-defense with her.
Landis back in. Ambus hits the second free throw. 25-15. Here is a steal in backcourt by Dosick. She swiped it, makes a high dribble, and gives it up to Day. Tough break for the Rockets. Here comes West Liberty Salem. Zipping down the floor, it is Gabby Holler, 30 feet away. Hand off to Emily. Oh, she's being pursued, chased by two green shirts and a foul. One and one for West Liberty Salem's Gabby Holler. Head coach Jeff Maurer of Anna thought it was a pretty good barricade job by his defenders on the far side of the court, but the official determined that the defense was clamping down with the hands on Gabby Holler, who sinks the first free throw. She earns the bonus. And it's 26-15 in favor of West Liberty Salem. As the Rockets land, it sits back down. Second shot, Gabby Holler got it. Gabby Holler nails a couple at the stripe. She sank the two free throws, which did Fort Loramie in on Monday night when the Tigers beat the Redskins 44-43, not leading in that game till the final 7 seconds. Here's Dosick driving down the right side of the lane for Anna. Here's a running one-hander. It is no good off the heel. Rebound to West Liberty Salem. Dosick now 0 for 4 on the night. 2:29 remaining. West Liberty Salem in the lead, 27-15. Right wing, Gabby Holler. Gabby starts a drive through the paint area. Had a shot, gave it up. Here's Day on the drive into the lane. Banked it around and out. It circled the rim twice. Quickly, long pass down the floor. Roland catches beneath the rim. Good feed by Ambus. Blocked, stabbed away from behind. Heads up effort by Day of West Liberty Salem. 2 minutes, 8 seconds remaining in the fourth. 27-15 in favor of the Tigers. And let's see, whistle blows. West Liberty Salem wanted a timeout. The official may grant it. And as head coach Jeff Maurer didn't think it should have been granted, thought...
Well, he's angry because he thought Roland, rightfully so, got hammered on her shot attempt down there. So yeah. He was still having a problem with that.
It looked like she very well could have been fouled. But that's not going to make the difference tonight.
No. I mean, if she makes two free throws, they're still down 10. And the way they've struggled scoring, I'm not sure there's enough time.
2 minutes left. West Liberty Salem leads by a dozen, 27-15. Don't forget, action tomorrow night here on scorersbroadcast.com. Our first look at the Fort Loramie boys who take on Jackson Center in a critical Shelby County League clash. Fort Loramie defeated Houston in its first game of the year on Tuesday night, 47-40. The Jackson Center Tigers have had a good start to the campaign. Won a Saturday night thriller over Coldwater by a score of 58-56. did lose an away game to Columbus Grove, 37-31, after the night before beating Rushi. So the Jackson Center Tigers meet Fort Loramie on Friday night, tomorrow evening. Tip-off at 8, webcast time 7:40. And the Fort Loramie baseball team will be recognized between the junior varsity and varsity games tomorrow evening. The Fort Loramie baseballers won the state title in Division IV in early June, defeating Hicksville in come-from-behind fashion 8-4. Great overplay on the inbounds pass. Emily Holler on the steal. She darts the other way, scurries to the rim, up and good. And West Liberty Salem has bolted to a 14-point cushion. A minute 52 to go in the fourth quarter. Timeout called by Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Our anchor underwriting sponsors tonight, the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. After the timeout, Chuck, a quick three by the Rockets. Who made that long one?
That was Cook.
That was Cook, who immediately made a steal after lobbing in the long triple. She tried another three. It hit the back of the rim, and the rebound was punched out of bounds by Anna. West Liberty ball, a minute 29 to go. Anna needs a series of threes here in the last 89 seconds, trailing by 11. Here's an overplay in backcourt, but Dosik tries to slap it free from Gabby Holler, who does reel it back in. Gabby on a weave to Emily. On the bounce is Grace Estes. Oh, she dribbled right into a green jersey. It's Ella Dosik who causes the tie-up and a ball. 71 seconds to go. The difference is 11, 29-18. Here come the Rockets. Ambus up and over the timeline. Angles into the right corner. Very high dribble. Don't think she bounced it after she went up and got it. And then what do we have? A tie-up? West Liberty Salem forced it?
Yep.
How many turnovers for Anna? Got to be in excess
25.
I was going to say, it must be 25-30. And in contrast, West Liberty Salem's had half that many.
They had 13 for the game against Rushi.
And Anna with 13 turnovers the entire four quarters on Saturday. Twice that many here tonight. With 48 seconds left, West Liberty Salem trying to dribble out the clock. It's pretty academic from here on. 40 ticks to go. Here's Gabby Holler between the circles out near the Tiger Paw logo at midcourt. And reaching in with a hand check is Dosik, who has not scored in this game. Unofficially, four, maybe five shot attempts. Nothing in the scorebook for her after pumping home 30 on Saturday against Rushi. Give this West Liberty Salem club a lot of credit. It is an intelligent team, rock solid defensively. Free throw by Gabby Holler is good. 30-18, West Liberty Salem. Holler again. It swirls out to the right. Barhorst has got the rebound. Just over a half minute remaining in the fourth quarter. Anna down a dozen. Dribbling top of the circle, it's Ambus. Left side to Dosik, who fakes left, goes right, foul line. Good late feed to Barhorst for the layup. I tell you what, that was a nice, unselfish play by Ella Dosik, Chuck. She could have forced one up, not having scored tonight. She was in traffic, congested area in the lane. She drew two at her and made a superb assist to Barhorst, who got the bucket.
Yeah, she threw a nice left-handed bounce pass, too. So
30-20 in favor of West Liberty Salem with 24.4 to go. Don't forget now, next Tuesday night, we've got the Sydney boys on the road at Vandalia Butler. Webcast time 7:30.
Butler just beat Northmont at Northmont.
And Butler's already beaten Wayne, I think,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, beat Wayne by a point, yep. Should be a heck of a game.
At Sydney at Vandalia Butler on Tuesday night. Tip-off 7:30, webcast time 7:10. Jackson Center at Fort Loramie boys tomorrow night. 8 o'clock tip, 7:40 webcast. Full court pressure by Anna. Here's Gabby Holler, 70 feet away. Backcourt to Kelsey Day. Kelsey at the timeline, dribbles, loops it up to Gabby. Holler's got it with 13 left. Coming out to guard is Dosik. Don't think Anna's going to foul. Ball given up to Emily with 6 remaining, and that's going to do it. The West Liberty Salem Tigers, after defeating Fort Loramie on Monday night, 44-43, complete the doubleheader sweep, so to speak, of the Shelby County Schools by beating Anna here tonight easily, 30-20. Meanwhile, shutting out Ella Dosik, she didn't score. And it wasn't Ella's fault. This West Liberty Salem defense suffocated her all night long. The Holler girls did a splendid job on her, especially Gabby Holler. Fort Loramie got a taste of that West Liberty Salem defense on Monday. Redskins were held to 43 tonight. Anna limited to just 20. Rockets fall to 4-1 on the year. Meanwhile, for the first time, West Liberty Salem creeps over the 500 mark. The Lady Tigers have now reeled off 4 straight triumphs since losing to Tip, Jonathan Alder, and Miami East. West Liberty Salem has downed Fairbanks, Triad, Fort Loramie, and Anna. West Liberty Salem now 4-3, Anna 4-1. Rockets' next two games coming up on Saturday and Tuesday, home against Houston and New Knoxville. Chuck, let's take a look at the scoring and highlight our Clancy's star of the game.
Well, on the West Liberty side, there was no double-figure scorers, I guess, in a 30-20 game. That's not shocking.
Huh.
But Kelsey Day led West Liberty with 8. They got 6 each from Sophie Cole, who I thought had a great game.
Yep.
And Grace Estes, I thought, had a great game. On the other side for Anna, they got 6 out of Barhorst, 5 each from Ambus and Cook, and 4 from Kiplin Rowland. And because of the assist that she threw, besides her 4 points, I'm going to give the Clancy's player of the game to Kiplin Rowland.
I like the choice. That's Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And once again, shout outs tonight to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, Wells Brothers Inc. in Anna, and the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans benefits. Call 937-498-7282. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. The in-between just south of Botkins, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Clancy's in Sydney, from which you just heard, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it, in Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. And as we've noted a few times tonight, new underwriting sponsors, Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney. It's got a corner on the market because of quality and reliability. If you need trophies, plaques, and awards, well, many colleges and schools in the Midwest use Regal. They have forever. Count on Regal, 1269 Wapak in Sydney, RegalTrophyAwards.com. That's Regal in Sydney for the crowning touch. And thanks to Maury's Landing, Maury's Landing Restaurant, located across from Lake Loramie, northwestern Shelby County. Fine food. You'll like that baked haddock dinner. Catch the catch of the day at Maury's. Breakfast is superb, too. Opens at 6, and an array of wraps and the gourmet burger at noon. Maury's. That's Maury's Landing Restaurant across from Lake Loramie. Chuck enjoyed it. It's amazing what a couple nights difference can make from Monday to Thursday, from this past Saturday to Thursday.
Well, the defense tonight was outstanding by West Liberty. They did not allow Anna to get into their offense. They did not let Dosik to set her feet to shoot. She had one shot where she had her feet set for a three. Other than that, yep, everything was off the bounce. And give them credit. I mean, I'm impressed.
Yeah, we sensed after watching West Liberty Salem edge Fort Loramie on Monday that Anna might have a real difficult time generating an offense. Keep in mind, 30 of Anna's 45 points on Saturday versus Rushi were scored by Ella Dosik, and
right,
she was blanked here tonight.
Yeah, they gave her no good looks. She had one.
Our next webcast tomorrow night, tip-off at 8, webcast time 7:40. It's Jackson Center at Fort Loramie Boys. Then next Tuesday, Vandalia Butler hosts Sydney, 7:30 tip, webcast time at 7:10. Anna now 4-1. Rockets had been unbeaten. West Liberty Salem has reeled off four straight wins. The Lady Tigers, who play Versailles later on in the year, right here at West Liberty Salem, the Tigers now 4-3, winning four straight after losing their first three. Ron Mooney, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on Site Engineering. Again, till tomorrow night at 7:40, Jack Kramer bidding you a pleasant good evening from here at West Liberty Salem, where the Tigers have defeated the Rockets 30-20.
This is Scores, SCORES, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.